John Jessop.
Certainly is. Double J with you through until 4 o'clock. And my guest this afternoon is Ambro River. Welcome to the program, my friend.
Hi, John.
Nice to see you at long last. And you keeping well?
I'm fine. Thank
You're keeping well. You've kept well. You've managed to get through the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Creatively.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people have said to me they've done nothing but write. Yeah.
Good opportunity for that.
Yes. So. Yeah. Yeah. So does that mean that there's an awful lot of albums in the closet?
Well, hopefully a bit of a backlog of material.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so. Ambro, what makes you tick?
The colour lilac is one.
Right. Who are your musical influences?
My musical influences, early Radiohead, I love.
Really early Radiohead.
Yeah, yeah. Early 90s.
Okay. Yeah, they went a bit crazy after that.
After that. I like sort of the heavy guitar driven.
Yes.
Sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very, very varied, really.
Okay.
I listen to everything.
Right. So if you're trying to find yourself a song, you're trying to find the lyrics and the word, which you say is quite easy for you, which is remarkable, really, because the number of people that I've had in here, they say one or the other easily, you know, but not two together.
Yeah.
Are you listening to music while you're doing your stuff, or have you got to be in total silence?
I think generally silence.
You know, right,
It's good to put music on to sort of sometimes free the channels up.
Yeah.
But when I'm in the zone, I'll turn everything off.
Okay, yeah.
I just try not to force it now.
Right.
So I might spend 10 minutes, and if nothing's coming after 10 minutes, I might just go walk away and leave it.
Right.
Get some fresh air.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Do you work at home? Do you have a recording studio?
Yeah, I have a little setup there.
Yes.
I bought a lovely upright piano, little drum kit, just a little basic studio where I can demo the ideas.
Right.
And then whatever musicians I'm using, I'll send it on to them.
Okay. So are you a pianist as well?
Not technically. I use it as a writing tool.
Do you know, that's funny that, because I had Phil Jones in yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know Phil. He's a star from years and years.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He used to be in a band called Afraid of Mice. Then he was up and running. You know, got married a couple of weeks ago at the Heebie-Jeebies Club. And,
oh, did he?
You know. But he said he's not a pianist, but the piano helps him kick ideas in and he writes notes off the piano.
Exactly, yeah.
And is that you?
Yeah. Well, in the same way that Neil Young or John Lennon used it, I guess.
Yeah. You know. Neil Young profusely was when he was in a band called Crazy Horse.
Yeah.
You know, I was a massive follower of Crazy Horse. I was a massive follower of the West Coast Rock then. You know, because Stephen Stills was in a band called Poco.
That's
David Crosby, who was 80 today.
He
was the Birds.
The Birds,
and then of course Graham Nash was the Hollies.
With the Hollies,
you know. But Neil Young, there's a picture of him in one of the old rock magazines that I've got, and he's just like in a campus, if it was like, but it was his backyard, you know. And you see all these overgrown cacti, you know. It was like a scene from one of an old western.
Yeah.
And there's Neil Young, got his boots on the lid of the piano.
That's right.
And he's just and tinkling with one hand on the keys.
That's right.
That's how it happened.
Yeah. But he's very like that, Neil Young, as well. I've heard him say stuff like, even if a little train of thought comes into your head, run with it, go with it, because that's the universe or someone telling you to sort of pursue it.
He was very, 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 very great pursuer of the desert, you know, and the wild and the open spaces, very, you know, because he brought out a song called Sandman.
Yeah.
He brought out one called Cowgirl in the Sand.
Yes.
You know, so sort of typified what he was thinking about and, you know, where his upbringing was.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right, you're going to do me four songs?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, all your own composition, which I made up about.
That's right.
I know you do an awful lot of work in the cavern.
Yeah.
That's a good tool to be getting on with, isn't it?
Yeah, I always say it's I call it almost like a rock school.
Right.
It's a rock ground. It's where you can, you know, you hone your craft.
Yes.
You know, and there's many benefits to take from it. I've always tried to approach it like that.
Yeah. And do you manage to play some of your own stuff as well?
I do. I try and push that as much as I can.
Good stuff. You know? Yeah.
And then you pick up the followers that way.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Are you in the main room or which?
Well, I do both, actually.
Do you?
The live lounge is great because the Cavern Club Beatles do a Saturday night show.
Yes.
So I open for them every week. So you're playing to a fresh audience every Saturday.
Wow.
And then through the week, you've just got the tourists and people that come in and out.
And it's busy, isn't it? It's great to see Liverpool busy at the moment.
Oh, it is.
You know, all different accents. You know, I've heard Yorkshire, I've heard Bristol, I've heard Scotland.
Right.
You know,
and
do people come up to you and ask for different things?
They do.
Yeah. And that's good, isn't it?
It is.
It's great to know that you're well received, Ambro. But what are you going to do for me first?
Well, basically, we recorded 6 songs at a studio called Alien Sound, and the idea was to put it out as one EP. But what I've decided to do to sort of like help build the fan base up is to sort of tease a song every month.
Okay.
So I'm going to play the first single, which came out on the 11th of June. This is all on Spotify, but this is called Electrolyte. This is an acoustic version of the first Ambro River single.
Okay, so is your music, I was just going to say, is your music out there only on Spotify?
With iTunes as well, I think.
It's on iTunes.
Yeah. I think all those sort of digital platforms.
Yes, yeah.
YouTube and stuff.
Liverpool Live.
Is this from the said EP that was going to be said, but now it's actually... Yeah,
now it's a single a month, song a month.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So we've had June.
We've had July. And then the third track is out on the 27th of this month.
Right, okay, so that's Bank Holiday weekend?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right, so are you going to do a July one for me, or are you going to do the August one?
I can do the July 1st, yeah, or the August one.
It's entirely up to you. If you do another song for me, then we'll take a short break and then come back and do another two.
Okay, I'll do the last release, the July 1st. Then.
Okay.
This is called Sundial, this one.
Sundial, yeah. Once again, this is Ambro River, live here on Liverpool Live.
Liverpool Live.
Superb Ambro River here on Liverpool Live. Now, that reminds me an awful lot of a 1969-70 song by a band called King Crimson.
Oh, right, okay.
Really, really reminiscent. That took me right back to the to the very, very first album. It was called In the Cause of the Crimson King. It had a huge, big face on it with a huge open mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely superb, mate. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back with 2 more songs from you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Ambro River is my guest here on Liverpool Live, coming up after this with 2 more tracks. And then in the final hour, of course, it's a same song title, but a different song, and the 305 Club.
Liverpool Live.
10 years in the Double J through till 4 o'clock. And then it's Rob Charles with a big drive home and Tiger Tilly tonight with the decadent 80s. Some great, great songs with Tiger tonight. Don't miss out on that between 7 and 9 o'clock. My guest is Ambro River. 2 more tracks from you, Ambro. I don't know whether you're going to do the August one and the September one.
I'll do the October one.
You're going to do the October one. Yeah. Right, okay. And then the EP will come out in December, will it?
Physical copy. 17th December, yeah.
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 And how can people get hold of that?
Via Instagram at the minute.
Okay.
I've got no official way to order it, but I'll sort that out.
Yeah, you sort it out nearer the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's this one called?
This is one of the ones I wrote during the lockdown. This is called Homegrown.
Homegrown.
This is about the area where I live.
Okay, and this, once again, is Ambro River here on Liverpool Live.
Liverpool Live.
Good song, and it's considering that that's about the south end of Liverpool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, we originate still there now?
Still there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, still there.
Good memories.
Yeah. There's a calmness there that I like.
I know, yeah. Did you go through Lipper, did you?
No, I did a course at Lipper.
Right.
It wasn't like a graduate degree.
No.
But I know a couple of the guys there, as mentioned before, Eddie.
Eddie and Gary.
Not sure, no, Gary.
Gary's the other one from China Crisis.
Gary.
Gary Daly and Eddie London.
That's right.
Okay, well, listen, my friend, it's been great having you in here.
Thank you very much.
And I know you're very, very busy in the cavern, but also the main objective for you is to get Ambro River out there to the audience, to the wider audience.
To the wider audience, to start doing some tours and support slots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
okay, well, I certainly do wish you all the best, Ambro, and thank you for your time here this afternoon.
Well, thanks for having me.
What are you going to end with?
I will end with the August single, which is called Once in a While.
Once in a While. Yeah. And what's the story behind that one, pal?
Again, all these songs are quite painful, really.
Okay.
So, again, it's just sort of just me reminiscing about teenage years and younger years and things that I've seen and the way that you feel, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Wish you all the best. Have a great weekend, because you're in the cavern tomorrow,
I'm
are you?
I'm in tomorrow, midday till 2, and then opening for the Cavern Club Beatles at 8 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go and see him. Ambro River. Cheers, Ambro. Have a great weekend, my friend, and thanks for popping in.
Thank you.
You have a great time, mate. Amber O'Rivers has been with us this afternoon. Catch him at the Cavern tomorrow. He's on in the afternoon and then back. Warming up for the Cavern Beatles. 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Liverpool Live.